In today's video, we dive into the extraordinary bond between Padre Pio and Agide Finardi, a spiritual son who, imagine this, stole from Padre Pio himself. Stay tuned to hear the story. Welcome back to our YouTube channel following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. Today's story is sourced from the book Padre Pio, A Saint Among Us by Renzo Allegri. In his book, Renzo Allegri shares a conversation he had with Padre Pio's spiritual son, Agide Finardi, a brilliant entrepreneur who lived in the city of Bolzano in northern Italy. Now, I have mentioned Mr. Finardi once before in a video titled You Cannot Go Against the Will of the Lord, where you can hear how all of Padre Pio's predictions came true. If you haven't yet, I recommend you watch it after this video. You will find a link in the description below. Mr. Finardi first met Padre Pio in the late 50s, and from then on, they remained friends until Padre Pio's death. Even today, we are friends, Mr. Finardi emphasized. He continues to make me feel his presence by my side, with the same affection as before. At one point, Mr. Finardi started his own business and was hired by Padre Pio for numerous projects. He tells us, "My company carried out some work for the Church of Santa Maria della Grazia in San Giovanni Rotondo, which was under construction. The work pleased Padre Pio very much. He liked me and gave me other assignments. From then on, I worked for him practically until his death." So to clarify, Mr. Finardi's company made all the iron and bronze work needed for the church. Candelabras, stained glass windows, crucifixes, stair railings, the central gate, and even the tabernacle. Every year, he would spend several months in San Giovanni Rotondo with his workers. He would visit Padre Pio in the morning and in the evenings to discuss prices and projects, but also to share his personal struggles. "In this way," said Mr. Finardi, "I was able to witness astonishing healings and incredible predictions. Padre Pio was not just a great saint, but a mysterious being, and he himself was amazed at what was happening to him. He always knew everything. He knew our thoughts. He read inside us like a book. And he witnessed events unfolding thousands of kilometers away. It was impossible to hide anything from him. When I had to leave to return to Bolzano, Padre Pio would embrace me as one embraces a child going far away." Renzo Allegri then shares that Mr. Finardi had a statue of Padre Pio in front of his house. "It's to greet Padre Pio when I enter and when I leave," he explains. "Inside the house," writes Renzo Allegri, "Padre Pio's image is everywhere. Photographs on the walls, on the furniture, on the desk, busts of Padre Pio, figurines in plaster, wood, and bronze." After Padre Pio's death, Finardi explains, "I started making figurines that portray Padre Pio. I'm not an artist, just a technician, as I studied mechanical engineering. But because of Padre Pio, I became an amateur sculptor. However, he guides my hand and corrects my mistakes when I go wrong. My statuettes are highly appreciated. I have made around 170, which are now spread throughout Italy." Furthermore, in his small studio, Mr. Finardi keeps his most treasured items: letters from Padre Pio, photographs, and even pieces of fabric stained with Padre Pio's blood. "It's blood from his heart," Mr. Finardi says. "These are bits of cloth cut from the handkerchiefs Padre Pio used to stop the blood that flowed from the wound in his chest." He then shows Renzo Allegri photographs he took of Padre Pio and says how Padre Pio did not like how his beard looked. When Mr. Finardi asked Padre Pio to sign the photographs anyway, Padre Pio looked at him with a stern gaze. He thought Padre Pio would send him away, but instead he asked for a pen and signed him. Then Mr. Finardi opens a drawer and takes out a plastic bag containing a friar's habit full of holes. "This is a great relic of Padre Pio," said Mr. Finardi. "I continue to offer small pieces to sick people who ask me. It displeases me to do so. Soon I'll have nothing left. But he always helped those who suffered. I stole this habit from Padre Pio. One day he gave it to me to have it cleaned, and I took it to my house. However, he noticed. He always knew everything, but never said anything, which means he forgave me." End of story. Thank you for listening. Please do like and share this video to help our channel grow. And please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories or our playlist of Padre Pio thoughts for the day. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You'll find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.